Joe Pride's joining us now on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Obviously, a week of ups and downs, as racing can do, and it was just disappointing with Ball the Muscle, obviously, with that trial and then bleeding and now out for 3 months. How is he, mate?
Yeah, look, he seems fine. I got him off to out to JazzCom there yesterday to begin his spell, to make sure everything was good with him before we did that. Yeah, just went out of the blue there and just, yeah, extremely disappointing to have an eight-year-old going along in the form he's been in and then to have a preparation end like that. A really good preparation for him, winning three group races, but very disappointing to have it in that way.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Like, yeah, sure. Like you said, he's an eight-year-old and you know, he's there's no signs of him that being in his system, so it would be a shock to the stable, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. No, I was absolutely shattered when I saw Glenn. He was taking his time coming back and I was half expecting something to be wrong, and then when I saw the blood, I was just very disappointed.
Anyway, today, Tamarack in race two, he's been grinding away of late. This is a winnable race.
Yeah, definitely. He gets the opportunity, though. I thought he'd win the other day, and I wasn't that happy with the rider. He's a horse who really needs to be put into the race. And I thought Jason just sort of let the race unfold around him, which you can't do with this horse, and sort of got himself into an awkward position. Today, he'll definitely be more aggressive on him. He begins well, being more aggressive. I can't see much speed in this race at all, maybe other than Namiya. But it will either be running one first or second and made to compete in the race. And I think when you do that with him, that's when you see the best from him.
For sure. A Passage of Time, that was an encouraging return, race five.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good run. He ran into a pretty smart horse who ran some very slick sectionals. My horse was only first up. He's a horse who's always shown us good talent. Sort of nominating for this race, thinking it might end up being a bit hard, but it's just really fallen away. I don't see it as a particularly strong race. I hope I'm not giving enough respect to his opposition there, but I don't see it being an overly strong race. And I think a few of the horses in it maybe just doesn't look like exactly the right race for them. But I feel like my bloke second up at this trip with no weight on his back would run really well.
Arraignment in race six. He's trying to win a race, but he's never far away.
He's not, is he? Yeah, he's been close. I feel like he is getting closer. He is a horse who sort of puts himself up on speed, which is an advantage, especially around Rose Hill. No weight on his back. Would think he would run a pretty cheeky race again today. Hard horse to sort of tip because he hasn't won here in Australia yet. But I do feel like he'll get his opportunity today.
And my favourite, race seven, he's been an injury-plagued nine-year-old, only lightly raced, having his first run for you. He's got a bit of talent.
He sure has, yeah. He's a nice horse. Thought his trials have been good, and not easy to win first up after a decent break, but feel his horse put plenty of work into, and he'll present really well in the parade today. And if he can sort of get across and not have too hard a run, I do feel like he'll be in the finish.
Okay, you got one runner at Kembla, Night Arrow. Doesn't look a bad race for him.
Yeah, it looks a nice race for him. Nice horse. Nice horse. Done everything right so far. Good, honest performer, and he'll be very hard to beat down there.
Beauty.
Good on you, Joe. Good luck with them, mate. Hope they can all run well for you.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.